Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
And good morning, and praise the Lord, everybody, on the Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. We are people from many, many backgrounds, but we are one together, coming together to pray and to praise God from every church affiliation, from every church denomination, and from every walk of life and from every economic strata. We are so happy to be here this morning. Oh, God has been so good and so kind, and we love him. We're going to pray, and then we're going to speak to each other, amen, like a church fellowshipping. Have you ever done that, and they asked you to fellowship? You didn't walk around with your mouth closed like you were mad or something. No, you opened your mouth and spoke to the people, amen. We're going to speak, and then we're going to, amen, remember to speak to the Lord, amen, because he's so magnificent, so wondrous, and so amazing. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for being so good and so kind and so wondrous and so amazing. In the midst of all the things that are going on in this world, all the distractions and all the dilemmas and difficulties and dangers in life, as Paul expressed, you've still been good to us. You blessed us in such an ultra awesome and phenomenal way. We love you, Lord. We appreciate what you did for us yesterday and look forward to today, but not just looking forward to what you can do for us. We're looking forward to what we can do for you. We love you and we appreciate you. We bless your holy name for how you blessed this prayer line and for how you've healed and made a way, gave so many miracles. Oh, God, and lifted every burden and lightened every load. And you've just been so ultra phenomenal. We just praise you, appreciate you. We bind the enemy in the name of Jesus, as you said we could in Matthew 16 and 19. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. And we ask for forgiveness for everything that we've done that was wrong, anything we said or did, and then the things that we didn't do that you told us to do. Oh, God, we're trying our best. Please forgive us in the name of Jesus. Now bless in the name of Jesus. Bless every participant on this prayer line. Oh, God, give grace and give mercy. And I pray that you would answer all these prayers. Those are things that I cannot do. We need you. We need you. But you're the only one who is a true and living God. And we look to you every day, every moment. We acknowledge you in all our ways. And you do direct our paths. You are so good to us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everything you did yesterday. And for everything that you've done this morning. And for everything that you shall do, even on this prayer line and tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you. We just spent all night with you. It was the most wonderful experience to have you in our lives all night long. You've been there, but we didn't know it. We were asleep. But we stayed up all night just to see what you were going to do. You did exceeding abundantly above all we asked or even thought. And so we just thank you for it. Now bless today. Make a way. And we give you the glory. All the honor and all the praise belongs to you. In the name of Jesus we pray. And for the glory of God we give it to you. Thank God. Amen and amen. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. My God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I feel the anointing on this line. It's just the Lord stopped by. That means that he's getting ready to do something ultra awesome. Yeah. Ultra. Ultra phenomenal. Yeah. My God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Want to do things just a little differently this morning. I just want us to thank the Lord a little more. One of my assignments is to, God said, Son, I want you to help the people recognize how good I have been to them. So evidently, maybe not you, but evidently there are some others who really don't recognize how good God has been to them. Otherwise, he wouldn't have assigned that to me. I had the option, let's say like this, God called me to do that, but I had the option of accepting it or rejecting what he had called me to do. I chose to accept the calling. You know, many are called, but few are chosen. And I'll deal with that maybe another day. But I chose to accept it. And he said, I haven't just done a few things for him overnight. He said, I haven't done just hundreds of things for him overnight. But he said, I've done thousands of things since yesterday morning. I've done thousands of things for him. And some of them cannot even name one, not even one. Let me just say like this, some of them don't even recognize one. They can't give a praise report about one thing I've done for them. And this has been years and years it's gone on like this. Years and years it's gone on like that. And God said, I need you to help people to recognize how good. Somebody said, well, I don't need you to help me to recognize how good the Lord has been for me, to me. Well, why can't you tell one testimony? Why can't you open your mouth? That's one thing right there that he's done. And I just want to, off the top, I want to do my best and try to name. This is not for me, but God laid this on my heart. I want to try to name 100 things this morning that he's done for us. See if I can. And I'm doing this because I believe the Lord let me do this so he can reveal to you so many things that he's done for you. And you ought to be able to pull up at least one of them to testify. As the senior saints used to sing, I believe I testify while I have a chance, for I may not have a chance. Death is so prevalent around the world. May not have a chance. I may not have a chance to do this ever again. But while I'm here and I've got breath in my body, I want to try to do it this morning. I want to try to name 100 things that the Lord has done for you and for me. Amen. Number one, he woke us up this morning. Number two, he started us on our way. Number three, he gave us eyes to see. Number four, he gave us ears to hear. Five, legs to walk. You know how many people can't walk? Number six, mouth to talk. You know how many people cannot talk? Ears to hear. He made a way out of no way. Number seven. Number eight, he's been there all the time for you. Number nine, he's given us grace Number 10, he's given us mercy. Number 11, yeah, he let us breathe all night long. We didn't even know nothing about it. Number 12, yeah, he let our heart beat all night long. If it had stopped, we wouldn't be here. Number 13, he took your name and kept your name off that death list so you could be here this morning. Number 14, yeah, he made a way out of no way. Number 15, my God, he gave us a kidney. Can you imagine when your kidney stops? My God, you would be on dialysis. Number 15, I'm going to say it like that. Number 15, may I name that again. But 15, 15, he gave you a liver. Do you know what would happen to your body without a liver? Number 16, yeah, he gave you a pancreas. Do you know what would happen without the pancreas? Number, I think it's 17. Some of y'all help me as I'm going to 17. He's your love. Number 18, he's your joy. Number 19, he's your hope. Without hope, you wouldn't be no hope. Number 20, he's your peace. Can you imagine what would happen if you didn't have peace in your home, in your family? Oh, my God. Number 21, he's your shepherd. Number 22, he's your leader. Number 23, he's your guider. Yeah. Number 24, he's your faith. 25, he's your charity, your love. Number 26, he should be your first. Number 27, he's your last. Number 28, he's your anointing. 29, he's your atonement. 30, he's your advocate. 31, he's your blessing. 32, he's your burden bearer. Number 33, he's your future. Without him, you have no future. 34, he's your faith. 35, he's your he's greatness to you. Yeah. 36, amen. He's your miracle worker. 37, he's all you need. He is all I need. 38, he's your omnipotence. And 39, he's your omnipresence. And 40, he's your priest. Priest of your house, priest of your home. 41, he's your power. Without him, you have no power. Oh, my God. Yeah, he is your power. 42, he's your authority. 43, he's your ambassador. And 44, he's your answer to every prayer. 45, he is your communion. 46, he's your comforter. 47, he's your confidant. Oh, my God. 48, he's your rod. 49, he's your sword. He's your shield. 50. 51, yeah, he's your staff. 52, he's the security of your home, of your life. 53, he's your source. 54, he's your strength. 55, he is your Savior, Jesus Christ, your Savior. 56, he's your teacher. Yeah. 57, he's your consolation. 58, he's your cornerstone, yeah. 59, he's your counselor. And 60, he's your cleansing power. 61, he's your beautifier. He beautifies you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. 62, he's your glorifier. 53, your justifier. 54, your purifier. 55, your rectifier. 56, your sanctifier. Yeah. 57, your satisfier. is your unifier. 69. Thank God. He's your Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost fire. 70. He's your cleansing. I said that. Excuse me. Let me go back here. 70. He's your dream come true. He is that. Amen. 71. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. He's your deliverer. Oh, my God. 72. He's majesty in your life. 73. He's your maker. God made us all through, and Jesus was there. 73. He molds you. 74. He shapes your life into what he wants you to be. 74, he's your King of Kings, and 75, he's your Lord of Lords. Yeah. 76, he's your Jesus. That alone is enough to praise him all day long. Thank you. Thank you. God, he's our helper. Yeah. And he's our healer. That's about 77 or 78. Yeah. And not only that, he makes a way out of nowhere. 79. 80. He lifts us up when we're falling down. 81. Yeah, he turns our life around. 82. My God. He's there all the time. Let me change it. I think I said that earlier. 82. Yeah. He gave us strength to make it through the day. 83. I can hear somebody testifying. I thank the Lord for being here. I thank the Lord for saving me. 84. I thank the Lord for being here. I thank the Lord for blessing my family. 85. He gives miracles. 86. He heals cancer. 87. He heals diabetes. 88. He's healed you of carpal tunnel. 89. Yeah, he's healed you of lipidemia. 90. He's healed you. He's healed your feet. Yeah, some of y'all didn't. You couldn't move your feet. 91. He gave you toes. Amen. Thank God he gave me toes. Did you know what would happen if you didn't have toes? Amen. You lean forward and fall over forward on your face. It's your toes that keeps your balance on the front. 93. He gave you a heel. Do you know what would happen if you didn't have a heel? You lean backwards and fall backwards and hit your head and probably kill yourself. But he gave you the heel, the back, to balance you when you're leaning backwards. 93. 94. Amen. He gave you knees. Do you know what would happen if you didn't have knees? 95. He gave you a stomach and the metabolism in your stomach. Do you know what happens if you took food in your body and you didn't have metabolism? Your food would never give you strength in your body to get up out of that bed this morning. You get so weak, you die. Amen. What was it, 95, 96? Thank God for fingers. How could you pick up a dime if you didn't have fingers? Amen. And other things. 97. Oh, my God. Thank God for a brain to think. You didn't have a brain, you couldn't think. 98. Oh, God. Thank God for even... Oh, let me go inside here. Thank God for, and I know it's the enemy that want me to get to 100, but I'm going to make it to 100. 97. Thank God for sustaining me. Yeah, sustaining me. If he didn't sustain you, you wouldn't be here this morning. Thank God. 98. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank God. And 99. Thank God for
the blood.
Somebody help me. 99. somebody else. Anything he did for you. Thank you. Thank God for refreshing. Yeah, he refreshes your body. Even in the Holy Ghost, he refreshes you. And that's one I didn't name. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. There are so many other things. Oh, my God. 101 in resurrection. Somebody give me 102.
Heart regulator.
Yeah. Somebody give me 103.
Blood running warm in our veins.
Yeah. Somebody give me 104.
The anointing.
Yeah. Thank God. Number 105. Come on.
Smell.
Thank you so much. 106.
Ace.
Thank you. 107.
Hey. Look.
I didn't hear you. 107, come on.
Right. Right.
Thank God. 108, I'm going to stop.
Power of the Holy Ghost. That's what he gave this morning. In Pastor's System, Arkansas. Power. Power of the Holy Ghost.
109, come on, somebody.
Kidney.
Thank you. 110, come on, somebody.
Mother.
Number 11, 111. Same right there. Father. Yep. Gave your father.
It was the love of God.
112, the love of God. 113.
Compassion.
All right, 114.
Compassion.
A friend.
Yeah, he's a friend when you're friendly. 115.
Husband.
Oh, my God. Good. 117.
The Lord in the courtroom.
118.
Peace of mind.
119.
The blood of Jesus.
Oh, thank you. And let's stop here. 120. What's the other one?
Awesome, God. Awesome. Place to live.
Yeah. That's 121. Y'all making me going on. 122. We could just go on and on.
A bed to lie down on.
Thank you.
Clothes to wear. Food.
Thank you. 22, 23. All right. 123.
And this awesome prayer line.
Oh, 124. That's right.
Lord, the truth.
125. 126, he gave us the blog line. 127, the youth.
I can walk.
Yeah. 128. 129.
Okay. Long life.
Thank you. 130 things.
Gave us to be thankful.
Yeah. I'm stopping right there. We've named 130 things that you ought to be grateful for.
Oh, my God.
At least this morning. That's at least 130 things. And we can go on. You ought to be able to find at least one. Amen. I love y'all and I appreciate you. Amen. I'm grateful for love in my heart. Yeah.
Amen.
I want to just say, y'all awake this morning. Good morning to you all. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, all of you. God bless you. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord
Jesus. Good morning, Lord. God bless you. And let's go into praise and thank him for his goodness and kindness. And if you can, open your mouth. And if you can, give him glory and give him hallelujahs. And with the praise check, hallelujah to the glory
Thank you, Lord.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory.
thank you.
Bless your holy name.
Thank
you. Bless your holy name.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise your holy name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, glory.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Bless all of you this morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. And we're going to move on to our praise reports. And I know many of you, in fact, all of you have praise reports. Who wants to give their praise report for the Lord and give him adoration and thank him for what he's done? Amen. I'm going to open the line up to you. Somebody who can, amen, if you will, give us a praise report and then open the line up for praise reports. Who can do that, who's willing to be a servant of the Lord this morning and receive those praise reports for us? The line is open to you. Anybody? Amen.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown in Kansas.
All right, Sister Sheila, bring it up just a little bit. Amen.
Good morning. I'm sorry. Good morning. This is Sheila Brown in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. God has been good to me. January the 16th, my left side of my mouth, too, my wisdom teeth had started hurting real, real bad. And I was really scared to go to the dentist. I've never had a toothache in my life. That toothache came January the 16th. I went to the dentist. They put me on antibiotics. They said, we're going to have to extract both of your wisdom teeth. God knows that feared me to have my teeth pulled. I've heard bad things, and I've been to a dentist before, and him working with me put a lot of pressure in my ear. My ear was already hurting because of the wisdom teeth. Long story short, that day of our shed-in revival, about 5 o'clock, I haven't, since I got on those antibiotics in January, it took care of things. I never felt no more pain. The day of our shut-in, that about 4:30, my wisdom tooth, it started. It felt like it was about to bust my head. On the bottom of my feet, I felt that pain, and the Lord kept telling me that tooth is infected and you got to go. And I said, Lord, you know I'm scared. I'm scared to go to the dentist. I'm scared to have my tooth removed, Lord, and my ear hurts so bad. I don't want the people in my mouth. Forgive me another thing for missing the shut-in. I'll talk to you all about that later. Long story short, that teeth started again with me yesterday. It's like it was just about to make me lose my mind. So about 5:30 yesterday evening, 5:30, God sent my baby girl over here. I said, Alexandria, Mama needs you to get me to the dentist. I said, I can't go another night. Another night, I said, AJ, God put something in my heart where I got a big rush, something where I just wanted to go on to the dentist and get this over with. I was so, so scared yesterday going up there to that dentist, and I'm not going to lie, I was scared, literally out of my mind, scared.
What did the Lord do for you?
I prayed. I said, Lord, you said you went before me. Lord, you said you went before me. Long story short, the dentist got in my mouth at 6:30 yesterday. God was with me. I know God was with me. God took this fear. He said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, But that was just something holding me. But I trusted in the good Lord yesterday, and y'all, he took care of me. Yes, my mouth is sore. Yes, I'm in some pain, but he did that so fast. And it was a godly dentist, Dr. Tingy, a dentist I used to work for 4 years ago. He sent me to him. And I just thank God that he took me through that having those teeth taken out, and everything is fine this morning. And I just pray that he took that fear out of me and just made a way, sent that girl over here. Knew that I was going to the dentist. He just had to set up perfect, and I thank him and I acknowledge him, because this morning those wisdom teeth are not in my mouth. They can no longer hold me, no longer be afraid. And I just thank the Lord that he brought me through that dentist. God bless
you.
Can
you hear me, Mr. Brown? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Chief.
Let me ask you something. Some time ago, I gave some instructions coming from the Lord that he gave to me. And that whenever you can, there are 100 and something, there are all kinds of water sprayers when you get under the shower. I call them... They tooth cleaners, and they can go places and clean out where you don't even see that you can't get with the toothbrush. And I told y'all to get, when you get in the shower, open your mouth up and let all of those water picks, what I call them, water picks, let them go around your gums and around your wisdom tooth and all. I'm telling y'all, you got, you know, Naaman was told to go to the Jordan and dip 7 times. He never saw nothing until he really dipped the 7th time. You got to follow what God gives to the letter. Y'all on this line, and I'm not being, I am compassionate, but God gave y'all instructions. I hope you follow these instructions. He said, when you get in that shower, open your mouth up and let those water pick all around your gums and all in your molars and everywhere. Because water, I don't want to say this right now, but let me try not to say this. I just see water is one of the strongest powers on the earth. And it will find its way to every spot under your gums that you don't even see and you can't get to with the toothbrush. Use that what the Holy Ghost is giving and follow it to the letter. Open your mouth and let that hit everywhere. It may be painful. Let it hit in those back motors and the front motors everywhere, and it will find its way to wash out stuff that is in there that you don't know nothing about. And I know what I'm talking about because I'm sitting right here now, and water has found its way right where I am. It's been raining here all night long.
Yeah,
I'll take care of that. So I'm telling you, let that water that washes houses off hills, water washes big, huge houses in Los Angeles coming down hills. Why? Because water is so powerful. It goes underneath there and finds stuff that you can't even see on top. And I'm giving you all that this morning. Again, I hope you follow me to the letter, because it is the Holy Ghost. You think the devil told me to tell you to use water that God created to find stuff that's going to keep you out of the dentist office?
Yes,
no, that wasn't the devil.
Amen.
That's the Lord trying to help you. Amen. And I hope y'all use what I'm giving to you. Amen. Because it would be a blessing to you. All right, give me another praise report. Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Somebody else that the Lord has blessed. Give me another praise report.
Bless Jesus. Thank God. Watch him last night and you didn't get a good night's sleep off. You know, I woke up, I think I had some pain, and I think it didn't last. And I think he's keeping me. And he's watching over me. Here when I need him all the time, because when he's a God, I couldn't make it this far. So I thank him, praise God, and again, the praise on time. Because he's the only one that can do anything that you need to. Because man just took care of God, is always. So I thank him, praise God. I thank you, praise for prayer line. I thank you, praise again. He's going to let me stop praying. He's going to let me see a birthday next week. And I thank you, praise God, for my thing. And God is good. So, and he bless everybody on the
God bless you, Mother Peterson. And you're going to have a birthday next week. What day?
Tuesday.
All right. We're going to celebrate you. Get ready. Get your birthday hat on. Amen. We're going to celebrate you on Tuesday. Oh, my God. Can you tell us what birthday is that is? But you don't have
to. I mean, not me, birthday.
What?
Come on, what day is that?
All right, it's what birthday now?
Oh,
76th birthday. God bless you, Mother. We're certainly going to celebrate you on Tuesday. God bless you. Don't y'all let me forget that. Her birthday is on Tuesday. Amen. All right, give me another praise report, somebody.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Duckett from Ohio.
Amen. Sister who now?
Duckett.
Duckett. Okay. God bless you.
I haven't had a chance to speak with you since they did the they were doing the healing with homemade remedies.
Oh yes, ma'am. It's been a while then.
I know. So I didn't hear about any of the results of the cayenne pepper on the heels.
You haven't been on the line in a while, right?
I know, I haven't.
So much has happened since then.
Uh-huh.
What has God done for you? I said so much has happened since then, but what has the Lord done for you?
Oh my, he's done some mighty things since I spoke to you all. He provided me with a safe place to live.
Thank God, that's one right there.
Yeah,
that's a good praise report. Thank God for you. All right, God bless you. All right, let me go and for others who have praise reports, let us have some more praise reports. If God has been good to you and you can tell it, the line is open to you. All right. Anybody else? Jump right in there. Anybody else?
This is Sister Rhonda from Utah.
All right, speaker. Somebody has your line open. Two lines open. Oh, go ahead, Sister Linda. Thank you for being so kind. Amen. Go ahead. Sister Linda, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
He woke me up this morning to see a day that wasn't promised to me this far.
That's beautiful.
Thanks.
Amen. That's a wonderful praise report. Someone else.
Mother, Ambassador-elect Mother Digby, Area 708, the Lord keeps doing great things for me, and I am glad. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness, how he makes ways and how he opens doors. I thank the Lord for what he's doing in my son's body. I want to say yesterday I just looked at him walking, walked out to the garbage can without his cane, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. I told the Lord, no matter how it looks, I'm still believing God for him a miracle. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. The Lord is so good, and I thank him for all the things that Dr. Johnson helped us think of, because the Lord is doing great things for us every day. I thank the Lord for how we're wonderfully and fearfully made, how God made all the blood vessels and things, and how the doctors are still and the scientists are trying to figure things out. But God just spoke the word, and it's all there. And I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness. I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you. Thank God. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mother. All right. Mother Digby, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Give me just a little break here and get about four or five other praise reports.
Thank the Lord. I'll be glad to. Thank the Lord for all of his goodness. Thank the Lord for each and every one of you. And the line is open for you to give your praise this morning. I know you have them. I know you have them. Just speak right up. The line is open.
That is it. Thank God for today.
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. I pray God for my life, the strength, one other day that he has blessed me, giving me the activity in my limbs and being closed in my right mind. Truly, I praise God for just being God in my life. I do want to just give you a praise report. You were agreeing with me on the nursing home issues that I was going through with my husband. And I went there yesterday, and one of the persons that worked there told me this particular one was no longer there.
Okay.
And she was one that was giving my husband her time at night. I want you to know God changed that, turned it around.
Oh,
I thank God she didn't just get fired because she is a mother, so I know she needed a job, but God fixed it where she's not there. So I thank God for the prayers. God is good, and he will turn it around. He turned it around for us. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. And he quickly did it. I thank and praise the Lord for that. The line is open.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is
McKnight. Go right ahead.
Oh, you knew who I was, didn't you?
Yes.
This is Renee McKnight from San Angelo, Texas, area code 325. I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning, and thank you, God, for the rain.
Thank God.
And I want to thank everybody on the prayer line. I love y'all all. I love my family, my friends. And I just want to tell everybody have a blessed weekend and have a blessed Memorial Day. And I love y'all all.
Thank you, Sister McKnight. And you have a blessed Memorial Day, too.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
Thank God for your job.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. The line is open.
This is Sister Lucille. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I thank the Lord for the saints on the prayer line. I thank the Lord for the shut-in service on the other day. And I thank the Lord that my son got a chance to get involved and keep me and my children in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Lucille. We will. The line is open.
Thank God this morning for life. This is Mother Wilson in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm so happy that the Lord is waking me up and keeping me on my feet, whether my legs are hurting or whatever. I'm just glad that the Lord has saved me and keeping me in the land of the living. God is good. Continue to pray for me.
God bless you, Mother Wilson, Glory Land Church of God in Christ.
Yes.
Thank God for you. Anyone else? The line is still open.
Yes, this is Sheila in Kansas City, Kansas, 913. I would like to thank the Lord for the past few days in Kansas City, Kansas. We've been under some severe weather, and yesterday evening about 5:30, it just took dark, and all the alarms and sirens here in Kansas City, Kansas was just going off for a very long time. It just took dark, and some across the sky would look green. We had severe tornado warnings, and this morning I wake up, branches is around my yard, and these branches was not here yesterday. And I just want to thank the good Lord that he protected us. He did not let the roof come off of this house. He did not let accident happen. I was traveling in that storm yesterday. He knew he would have me in that storm on the way to that dentist's office yesterday. But I want to acknowledge his goodness because I see these branches and stuff down around the house and round through the neighbors and stuff. So it was pretty devastating. But he found grace, love, and mercy for a sinner girl like me. All is well this morning. I haven't got no calls, no bad reports, nothing. And I have a great big family here in Kansas City, Kansas. 13 brothers and sisters, 55 nieces and nephews, 23 great nieces and nephews, and 3 kids and 10 grandkids. And nobody has called and said nothing was out of whack. And I thank Father that he done it again for us.
And I want him to know that I praise him, and he took care of me yesterday at that dentist and on the way there in that store.